This is something that was trending on Twitter the other day, and I wish I could think of a better song that goes back in time besides Cher. Are there any other songs that will turn back time and go back that you can think of?
That, like, just remind you of before, or what
well,
do you mean?
The whole thing on Twitter is, like, things I'd tell myself 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, a hashtag that was trending back then.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, like, what song would be better than this? Because I feel like this is such an old, old song.
So, songs about time.
No, I was just hypothetically wondering about that. The actual thing is, Dear Me 10 years ago, what advice would you have given yourself 10 years ago?
Okay.
So I want you could be serious if you want to be serious or sappy and kidding around. It doesn't matter either way. But what advice would you give to yourself if you could go back like 10 years? Because I'm trying to think. I was 23 at the time, and I think I just met my wife. Ooh, would I tell myself to run? No, of course not. I love my wife. I would tell myself, which is still hard to do now, to try. I mean, it's hard because if I'm not so serious, I feel like everything will fall apart. But I would try to tell myself to relax a little, to take the foot off. Well, not off the gas necessarily that way.
Well, you don't have to wait. You can start telling yourself that now.
Yeah. Well, I know. I think one thing on a serious note I would tell myself, I don't know why, but like I kept on having something in my head, like my life would dramatically change. Like everything would come in order and I would just get all the things that bother me fixed, like being overweight and different things. Like magically I'd have the motivation on my dad's 10-year anniversary of his death. And I know it sounds really weird, but for some reason I didn't have it. Just looking back at it, it's like, it happened. Then it was 10 years he was dead. Then 11. Then, like, I still was in that same spot. It's like, man.
Mm-hmm. You didn't actually do any of the work to change?
No, and it, like, didn't magically happen itself. Like, as if I magically thought something would fire me up and get me ready to go and do it. But looking back 10 years ago, I'd be like, dude, take advantage of that stuff now. Get going. Like, make the most of it.
I just remember being 16, 17, 18, constantly wondering what I was going to do with my life. Wanting to know, you know, what will I be like when I'm the age I am now? You know, what will my life be like in 10 years and things like that? And just worrying constantly about my career. I was just doing so many internships and networking and asking people to go to coffee with me and all these different things just to say, what is your job like? I want to know everything I can in case that's what I want to end up doing. It was just a constant like source of anxiety for me. And none of my jobs that I was taking made any sense. But as every single couple years, when I look back in hindsight at the choices that I made and the different jobs that I've worked, I can see how every single one of them links together and how they all led me to where I am now. It is the weirdest thing because if I look at them separately, it's like, why in the world did I do this, then this, then this? And that was just something that was bothering me when I was younger. Just like, none of this makes sense. This is never going to work out for me. I'm never going to have a big career and all this. But now I'm like, oh, if I would have just trusted God in the first place, then I would have wasted a lot less time on all this anxiety because clearly he had it. He had it together. It's just the strangest thing, but I see it now in hindsight.
Okay, what about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I would definitely tell myself to not get a balayage or highlights when you're 24 from a certain salon who's going to fry your hair off. Definitely would tell myself that.
Wait, you're not 34. Good advice. You're not 34.
No, but when I was 24. So I'm saying, like, I would tell my 15-year-old self, hey, okay, when you're 24 and someone asks you to get a balayage and highlight your hair, say no, because they fried off my freaking hair.
Yeah,
that was kind of funny,
year.
But not funny. No.
So many hair stories I feel like people would have.
Yes, and then I would also tell myself that stop dating jerks. Because there are actually guys out there that do have, like, the most respect for girls. And, yeah, that they're out there.
I feel like we've seen you change because when we first met, you're like, why is she, like, not dating good guys? Because she deserves it. And I feel like you finally are.
Yeah, I mean, I did not think that there were actual guys and men out there like the guy I'm dating now, like Jewel Daddy. I really did not think that they like existed, that they could be the equal amount of like sarcastic and kind of jerk humor, but also with like actual respect for other people mm-hmm. and for girls. And he's the perfect combination.
Well, look at that.
Yeah.
Pork chop. What about your old ass?
Let's see. 10 years ago, I'm 30 now, so I'd have been 20. I was kind of just starting to get interested in radio. So I don't know, maybe I would have told myself that it's okay. I don't have to finish college. I mean, I didn't know that before. Of course, you know, I thought I had finished college, so I feel like 2 years of college was now wasted and all that money because I didn't really need it for this profession.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I would have told myself, like, stay at Applebee's a little longer, make some more server money.
Yeah.
Because I would have needed it. What else? Who
do you
knows?
Feel like
you
know,
maybe I should have... Maybe I should have told myself, don't get in radio.
I was just
going to
ask that because you've shared a lot on air about how like you're doing like okay now, but you had 8 or 10 years where you were like racking up credit card debt just to get by to live because you didn't make enough money at that job.
Correct.
Do you kind of like look back, you know, it's probably hard to say, but you think, man, I wish I would have never gotten to radio.
I mean, hopefully in a year or two or three, I won't be saying that. But as of right now, like, yeah, maybe. I mean, I feel like. You know, I did very well. I'm sure by now I could have been a GM at Applebee's in like a big city or maybe even close to being an area director, which is paper.
Making that money?
Yeah. I would have been fine, but.
I have one more thing I would have told myself. Fill in your eyebrows. That is so important. My eyebrows were so blonde when I was younger and it looked like I didn't have any.
Well, I would have told myself not to pluck all mine off in seventh grade.
Yeah, we wish we had taken that advice.